calling all AMS members. CFRC 101.9 FM is aiming to renew its optional student fee at referendum this fall. Help your campus radio station serve our community with news, music, arts programming, podcasts, and more. Watch your emails for ballots from the AMS and vote yes for CFRC's fee increase on November 12th, 13th, and 14th. Your voice, your station, your vote. Thank you for your support.
Thanks for tuning in to Songwriters from Here and Away, the show that features songwriters from Atlantic Canada, across Canada, and around the world.
This episode features a live concert recently recorded in Musquodoboit Harbour on the eastern shore of Nova Scotia. The venue is the Steeple Green Books, owned by Michael, a proprietor who took over an old church and converted it into a bookstore and a performance venue. He hosts various functions throughout the year. And it's a lovely spot, great venue. Every month, Mel Faramond, a singer-songwriter who lives nearby, hosts song circles. This song circle features Ian Sherwood, who we've had on the show before, Alana Maddy, who's also been on the show, myself, and Mel Faramond. So we're just going to let the show run, and we hope you like the tunes. Here we go.
Lovely. I just am so proud of myself for putting these things together. Because it's like I'm in my element, and I like it even better when I'm not singing. I just like sitting here listening to just amazing original songs. The guy on the far right there is Mr. Ian Sherwood. So give him a big welcome. Ian has, I was going to say come to my rescue, that's not quite the right way of putting it. He has agreed to perform with me on a few occasions now. And, you know, I'm always very, very excited when he does so. Most recently, it was in the summer, we did a concert with a couple other people as well, and for the Parkinson Society as a fundraiser, and Ian very kindly joined us for that at the Carlton. We sold out the Carlton on a Wednesday night during Jazz Fest. Ian's a big favorite of mine, and I'm just really excited he's here tonight. So, Ian, take it away.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much, Mel. You're a big favorite of mine, too. I just think you're so great. And I don't know what, you must have like a portrait graying in the attic or something, because you just never change. Like I met you like, I don't know how many, over a decade ago. And you just are like, you're not ephemeral. You are always the same. You just are amazing. An amazing person, an amazing musician. And thank you for having me there. I gushed too much. That's too much. And this is a real thing, isn't it? Like, is this going to distract anybody having... having like the eye of Sauron, like looking out, and it's kind of.
You can slide it to the right. I
didn't realize it wasn't. I feel like that wasn't there at soundcheck, and now it's like right there.
It's a good video. For
it's
your
good.
Face.
Okay, that's what it is.
Motel 6 off the freeway, flying a flag off the old maypole. It wasn't meant to last, but they got it half-mast since the troubles of last April. Man, it don't feel right moving on, but you gotta get living your life. Cause the ghosts of this town, they follow you around, and they hurt like a stick in the eye. Well, they say I don't see the big picture. Well, maybe I was born too late. But their eyes are mad when they say they're sad that the freedoms are taken away. Yeah, I know this girl in the city. She says that it's gone too far. There are people with problems. I'd like to help solve them, just not in my backyard. And if you're looking for a light switch, don't wait until the room is dark. And if you're looking to love something, don't wait until it falls apart. Bet what we did was done is done. Get up now, it's time to run. Sing a song in the middle of the night. Stay calm in the middle of a fight. Sing a song in the middle of the night. Stay calm in the middle of the fight. Well, I feel like a river that's run dry till the storm filled me up one day. Now my banks are breaking and I'm running the risk of washing us all away. I can still see you running over red dunes in your bare feet and your sister's jeans. Yeah, you sing your songs loud cause you love the sound and you don't give a damn what it means. And if you're looking for a light switch, don't wait until the room is dark. And if you're looking to love something, don't wait till it falls apart. Forget what we did, what's done is done. Get up now, it's time to run. Sing a song in the middle of the night, just to stay calm in the middle of the fight. Sing a song in the middle of the night, just to stay calm in the middle of the fight. Done is done. Get up now, it's time to run. We sing a song in the middle of the night just to stay calm in the middle of the fight. We sing a song in the middle of the night just to stay calm in the middle of the fight. Yeah, we sing a song in the middle of the night just to stay calm in the middle of the fight. We sing a song in the middle of the night just to stay calm in the middle of the fight. Sing a song in the middle of the night just to stay calm, keep it going.
All right, nice job.
Thank you.
That's a brand new one, and these guys just nailed it.
All right, you're hired.
Thank you.
Yeah, I've never heard that before. That was awesome.
I'm going to just go all out tonight and do another new one. So just forgive me for doing this, but...
It's a song called See Us Through, and I wanted to write a country song, and I wanted to write something not... from my point of view. So those are my two challenges I put out to myself. It's the first time I've aired it out in public.
Though she loves me so, my
doesn't know how to live with all the rumors and the lies. And every time she looks at me, all that I can see is the emptiness she tries so hard to hide. Our life is not the same ever since we heard her name. We're still haunted by the night my sister died. My father numbs the pain, finds someone to blame, but he took it out on me too many times. And all any one of us can say is thank you for another chance to get it right today.
Thank you so much. We're back in the hot seat.
Thanks, Mel. And before I forget, I was going to say, you know, Alana Maddie, it was a lovely tune. Alana does a thing. Have anybody heard of Twitch? It's an online TV system, kind of, basically. There's lots of gamers, but there's lots of music. And Alana does a regular Twitch show three times a week.
Yeah.
She'll tell you all about it, but it's awesome. This is great having a dog, you know. I was telling Michael that I had two, we had two golden retrievers, and we would let them roam around when we hosted house concerts, and it was great. They'd fall asleep at the feet of the entertainers and stuff. It was awesome. So I'm going to do something totally different. This is inspired by B.B. King when I heard that he was sick. Listen to some of his tunes. You know, those old blues tunes have all the cliches. All songs do. And there's one of two and two is four and two is six and all that. And I don't know where it comes. You know, it's, I don't know where songs come from. Do we have any clue? I was a lad in school. My teachers, they taught me just what they knew. They said, now, Bobby boy, the numbers don't lie. And I believed what they said was true. Then I heard B.B. King. B.B. King, he sang about his sweet home, Chicago. And he told me this. Numbers tricked. Well, it all adds up to one thing. It's a fact that'll last forever. Yeah, one and one when it don't make two. I know that might sound clever.
There's dogs wandering around. There's saxophones happening. It's fantastic. Do you know Careless Whisper?
I just got you.
Anyway, Alana, give us another song.
Hey. Thank you so much for the kind words. Oh, my gosh. I was going to talk about Twitch for a second because I live online. I play on stage as well, but I'm mostly online. But sitting up here on this stage with the amazing music that's, like, happening around me, I moved to Halifax at the end of 2022. The worst part about it being 2024 is that I can't say I moved to Halifax last year anymore, and that's really messing with my brain. But we moved here, and I happened to move in next door to John Mullane, a.k.a. Future Dad, plays in a band called In Flight Safety, and he said to me, one of the first times we spoke, is he said, you can't quit music because it's an affliction, and I think about that every day. But in the moments where, like, it's all happening and the music is good, it's so good. Like, it just feeds you. I don't know. It's really great. Anyways, I'm not going to play jazz. You're welcome. You don't want that. I got married a few years ago. And in making our invitations for the wedding, you have to think about who you want there. But then you also have to think about the people who, like, probably don't want to be there. And so I wrote a song about not wanting to go to a wedding for someone who you were previously romantically inclined towards.
Well, I don't think I can go to your wedding. Just to hear them play our song. We may not have been meant to be, but we were for far too long. You should know that I want you to be happy. Wish you
to Songwriters from Here and Away. That was Alana Matty. You can catch her online, alanamatty.com. That's spelled A-L-A-N-N-A-M-A-T-T-Y.com. Please look us up online, Songwriters from Here and Away, and we're going to take a short pause. We'll be right back.
Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office and supported by your friends at Modern City Taxi, we're pleased to present a single from Westport-based artist Resonant Transitions, a.k.a. Ken Little's debut album, Hearken Organum. The new album was recorded at the Spire and captures Ken's unique composition and playing style, bringing new sounds with cymbals, gongs, and percussion instruments. Stay tuned for tickets to Ken's album release concert taking place at the Spire on November 16th. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visit kingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream Hearken Organum now on your favorite platforms and enjoy a selection from it called Rejoinder here with us on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Yeah.
When traffic's a nightmare. When the workplace is hectic. When your boss calls you in for a meeting. When nature isn't on your side. There's only one thing you can do.
But no need to wake up the neighbors. Tune in every Monday night from 11 p.m. to midnight for Shed Progressions, where we play an hour of cool jazz to help you relax after a long day. Again, that's Shed Progressions every Monday night at 11 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM.
We're not afraid to get a little funky.
CFRC 101.9 FM has launched its annual funding drive to raise $25,000 to support station operations, news and creative programming, and upgrades to our recording and performance studios. You can make a difference. Visit CFRC.ca right now and make your gift. Get a tax receipt or sweet, sweet CFRC swag and enter to win our weekly raffle draws featuring gifts from amazing local donors. Thank you for your support.
Hey, this is Eli on CFRC 101.9 FM. I'm a first-year engineering student at Queen's, and I joined the station in September, so I'm still super new to everything. I love sharing my music and getting to know all the cool people here. We have a funding drive coming up from the start of November to the end of December, so if you want to donate, head to the CFRC website at cfrc.ca. If you want to hear more from me, tune in every Wednesday at 8 p.m. to Off the Record. Thank you for your support.
Hello and welcome. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM. My name is Cindy. This is Absolutely Frivolous. Welcome to CFRC. We have begun our funding drive. We have started to hand out gifts too. So I don't know if you're new here. I'm hoping you're not. I hope you're a longtime listener, lurker, whatever you want to call it. CFRC, usually in November and December, there have been many years where we did not do it during this period, but this is the way we do it now, and I think it's a great idea. We give you 2 whole months to donate, but you may not be aware that we need those funds. CFRC is a community and campus radio station, and most of our money comes from funding in various sources, including this drive. We are 103 years old, and I'd love it if we kept going. I personally love this little station. I've been here many, many years, more than 20 years, and I can't believe I'm still here, but I do love it here. The CFRC, of course, has a website, cfrc.ca, and on it is a donate button. Please go check that out. You can give in 2 ways. You can give directly to CFRC and receive swag. Any sort of swag. We have new t-shirts and hoodie designs. There's gifts from our sponsors. There's stickers, there's pens, there's hats. There's all kinds of very cool stuff on the website that, depending on the level of your donation, you will receive, which is kind of nice. And I'm really excited with the new logo for our funding drive. I don't know. It just is retro, but not retro. It catches your attention, your eye. My favorite donation, which is what I give every year, is $101.90, basically. And if you are so inclined to give the same donation, you can get swag. You can get gifts for you as a thank you from us here at CFRC. You receive a sticker, a pin, and you get 3 song requests. And of course, if you're listening to this show, Absolutely Frivolous is a comedy show. So if you have 3 comedy comedians or troops or songs or whatever that you'd like me to play, 100% I will play it. I may have to bleep some stuff, but I would totally play it. So that is part of the 101.9 donation, $101.90. You also get a tote bag, which we know we all need because we grocery shop now with them. A very cool deck of playing cards, which I really like. A t-shirt, and two local gift certificates. Plus, you get entered in the raffle. We have a weekly raffle for prizes from local businesses. You get 20 tickets for that if you donate $101.9. You know what, though? Honestly, we don't want to make anyone feel bad, but if you only want to donate $10, or if you want to donate $1,000, you know what? We're not going to say no. And we're going to be very grateful and thank you for any amount that you wish to donate. That's if you donate through our website and you give directly to CFRC. You can, as an alternative, give through Queen's University, who we're affiliated with, obviously, and you will get a tax receipt. So that kind of makes sense for someone who's donating like $1,000+. Please do that through Queen's University. We would be entirely grateful. And you get a tax receipt. And I think that's wonderful because tax season is not far away, people. And if you think you're going to owe money, you may want to donate to a charity to offset some of that money you may owe to the government. So please do so. Like I said, our website is cfrc.ca. Very happy to be here. Very excited. The funding drive is starting, and it's worth it. It's great. It's a great little station. We have a diversity of voices here. We are an independent media alternative, and we thank you. We thank you for listening all these years. We thank you listening just today, if this is your first day. Please tune in. Keep tuning in, and keep tuning in to Absolutely Frivolous. So I only have one comedian today. She is frickin' hilarious. I love her to death. She's so funny. Her name is Liz Miel, and she's going to talk about murder sheets. And I'm not even going to explain that because I feel like your imagination, if it is worthwhile, murder sheets can mean so many things. And I think you will enjoy her sense of humor because I certainly do. That being said, I tried to bleep as many swear words that might have been in there as possible, but I was laughing so hard. Yet again, I may have missed anything. I apologize. We're not here to offend anyone. If the topic is offensive to you, or if the, maybe murder sheets triggers you or something. I apologize. And so does CFRC. We're not here in the business of offending anyone. We're here to, especially at this show, make you laugh and feel enlightened. So let's just go right for it. And again, please donate to CFRC on cfrc.ca. We are 101.9 FM. Thank you so much for tuning in.
Unsure if I can live up to that, so, but thank you for your faith and what you think you're going to see. Can I start complaining immediately? Great. I'm trying to date. Okay. I guess. I don't know. I just started online dating a month ago. Is every man's profile supposed to be the same? Is that the objective? This is every man's profile, by the way. I love the outdoors. You can find me outdoors. Weekends are spent out. It's like, what are you, a horse? Come on, dude, it's hot, and I just bought a couch. I'm looking for an indoor man. I'll be brutally honest. I've been single for about a year. I was with my ex for 4 years. So that's 5 years since I've been on a first date, and it's actually been 10 years since I've done online dating. And I wrongfully assumed that technology got better. I'd do some swipey swipes, and I'd be handed a platter of something decent. But I'm not getting decent, okay? So I'm 38 years old. I would say my man bracket is between 30, because like what? I shower. And 45, because we all get sad sometimes. And I am exclusively getting 45-year-old dudes that want to have kids someday. And am I wrong that my first thought is go fuck yourself? Why do men just get to saunter into fatherhood? If I have a biological clock, you should have a societal clock. Some shit does need to start early. Families, 401ks, and trees. Nobody wants your old commitmentless sperm anywhere near them. Because how does this end? Realistically, how does this end? We get together, we have a child, 15 years later, I have to do the awkward sex talk and you get to be dead? Want to know the real reason I joined online dating? Yeah. My cat died. I know, single for a year, fine, actually living my best life. And then my cat died. I got so sad that I was like, only a dick could fix this. Yeah, have you ever been so sad you lied to yourself? So in that sadness, I made a profile. I was on it for about a week, started to feel better, tried to delete it, couldn't figure it out. I think it's like a gym membership. You can never get out of it. Try to know a little bit about my cat to understand her importance. Her name was Pasta. She was a legend. She was 16 years old, and she had cancer for the second time because she was very dedicated to dying. Yeah, she had cancer 5 years ago. I cured her, and she's like, I said what I said. 2 weeks before she died, I read an article about a cat that lived until 40. Never seen that in my life. I thought that was so cool. I started reading the article out loud to my cat. She started writing a suicide note in her letter. She's like, I put in the time. I'm not doing this with you anymore. So she's dead. 3 weeks after she died, I wrote an obituary. I have a lot of free time. I wrote this beautiful obituary. I found a bunch of cute pictures of her. It wasn't hard. She was a cutie. I took that obituary. I took all those pictures, and I put it online. And I have a fan base, and my fans were so nice. I got so many thoughtful messages, and it was actually quite cathartic. But then I got, like, another tier of message. I got a bunch of messages from thirsty dudes that thought this was their moment. That I was at the right level of vulnerability that I might make a mistake. So I got a lot of messages that read something like, I'm so sorry for your loss. Here's my phone number if you need someone to talk to. What are we gonna talk about? It's a dead cat. My life's exactly the same. Nothing has changed since this cat died. Well, that's not true. She used to wake me up every night at 3 a.m. and now I'm getting the best sleep of my life. But that's where I get frustrated with men. There's no follow through in your thought process. Because yes, I am vulnerable, but it's not the right level of vulnerability because a cat is replaceable. You know how I know that? I already got another cat. I got a cat 2 weeks ago. It's so much better than my last cat. So cute. His name's Tater Tots. He's the fucking best. So you gotta wait until something irreplaceable in my life dies. You gotta wait until my dad dies. Yeah, I don't know how to change my own tires. I'll fuck you then. Thank you. I know. You thought it was a cat joke. It was a dead dad joke the whole time. I need you to keep up, guys. I'll be honest, I did the apps for like a month and a half. It was bumming me out. And I told my buddy Prakash, I was like, I don't want to do it anymore. It's making me sad. He goes, let me see your transcripts. Let me see your man conversations. And just so you have a visual of what these conversations look like, the guy would be like, doot, doot. And then I'd be like, drrrrat. And then the guy would be like, doot. And then I'd be like, drrrrat. He's like, you're talking too much. I go, yeah, I talk too much. That's what I do. And why would I hide that from somebody I potentially want to be with? Also, can we be honest what men are doing? Can we be honest? All they do is ask you how your day is. That's all they do. And if you give me an essay-like prompt, I'm going to give you an essay-like response. Dope life. I tour the world telling jokes. I don't give a fuck you're in finance. I had an awesome day. I bought a sweater and I want to talk about it. It gets worse. So, last guy I talked to before I deleted the app, he was covered in tattoos. Is that my brand? No, but I do like to color. So. He asked me how my day was, and on that particular day, I had just moved into my new apartment. And not just my new apartment, my own apartment. I've lived in New York City for 20 years. Thank you so much for acknowledging what that means. I've lived in New York City for 20 years. I've always had 16, 17 roommates, the average amount of roommates. and now I live alone. I'm very excited. I'm also very scared. So I had a bed. I took that bed apart. I moved to my new place, and then I had to put that bed back together. Why do I have to start my new life doing a giant adult jigsaw puzzle? Why am I crying over nails and wood for 9 hours? Whatever, I put together what kinda looks like a bed. And then I had new sheets, new me, new place, new sheets. I put my new sheets in my bed. And the way my bed's set up is the headboard is a shelf. And my favorite thing I own is this robot lamp. So the body is a robot, the head is an Edison light bulb. And in making my bed, I somehow knock over this lamp. It shatters and explodes into a million tiny pieces. There's glass on the bed, on the floor, in my hair, in the other room. I'm like, fucking fuck, Liz. I'm not unmaking my bed. I'm not. I'm tired. I'm stubborn. I'm not unmaking my bed. So I start trying to pick the glass off my bed with my hands. I cut myself. I'm like, you fucking would. And now I have blood on my bed. Fine. I'm going to wash my sheets, right? That'll get the blood out. That'll loosen up the glass. I'm a genius. Don't get ahead of me. I put the sheets in the wash. It does a full cycle. I take it out. I immediately cut myself again. I was like, fuck, I invented murder sheets. I don't know what to do. I put it back in the wash. It does another cycle. I take it out. There's still glass. Now we have a song. I was like, murder sheets, what she gonna do with her murder sheets? I'm losing my mind. Third time's a charm. It goes back in the wash. Another cycle. I take it out. There's no more glass, but it's too late. I wrote a one-woman show called Murder Sheets. Do you want to hear it? Murder Sheets is about a woman in her 30s. She lives in New York City. Maybe she does stand-up. Maybe this is about me. She is back on the prowl. She's putting herself out there. She's starting to have gentlemen callers. She's thinking maybe one of these gentlemen could be the one. So you know what? I'm going to bring my A-game. And if I bring my A-game, I expect them to bring their A-game. So if I don't even get close to orgasming, Murder Sheets. Yeah, if you don't try, you're going to die. This is the feminism your fathers warned you about. So I murder my first man. Now I have the taste of blood. Now it's a monster story. I just start murdering men. Just murder. Finally, I murder the wrong guy. He has a brother that kind of likes him. He does some CSI shit. It gets traced back to me. Now we're on trial. Now it's like an Amber Heard, Johnny. I'm very famous in this scenario. Everybody's watching this trial. They're like, Liz Mealy, she's so cute. She's so funny. There's no way she could do it. I get off scot-free. I'm very good at murder. But it's tarnished my reputation. People are like, I knew she was Italian. I didn't know she was that Italian. People are terrified. People stop coming out to shows. Stadiums are empty. I'm Kevin Hart in this scenario. Stadiums are empty. I don't know what to do. I don't have a backup plan. Finally, a guy approaches me with a book deal. He goes, hey, do you have a book inside you? I go, absolutely. He goes, what would you title this book? And I was like, I got it. I would never murder anybody, but if I did, it would be with sheets. Yes! National bestseller! 2 million copies sold! Yeah! I'm back, baby. People are still scared, but like murder podcast scared. They're excited. They're intrigued. Finally, tattoo guy writes me back, why didn't you just use a vacuum? That's not the right response. There are two correct responses. Ha, ha, ha. I would love to see your one-woman show, or I would always make you come. And then I deleted the app. I think this guy thinks I do murder. Is it coming across that I'm from New Jersey? Is that? Yeah, sorry. I don't know, man. I definitely think growing up in New Jersey ruined my personality. I think that's fair assessment. Actually, you know what I think really ruined my personality? I've had a car in New York City for 20 years. And it is as awful as you think it is. So if you don't know, the best way to get out of the city is the Holland Tunnel. I technically live 10 minutes from the Holland Tunnel. It has never taken less than an hour. I've left at 3 a.m. It still takes about an hour. So every time I leave the city, I give myself an absorbent amount of time. So a couple of weeks ago, I'm leaving the city to do a gig. I give myself so much time. But I am now in bumper-to-bumper traffic about 4 stoplights from the Holland. I've actually not moved from this specific stoplight in an hour. I'm losing my goddamn mind. Finally, I get to the front of the light. I can see where the traffic is about to break open. At that moment, some car out of nowhere does this crazy ass move, is almost T-boning my car. We are making eye contact. I roll down the window and I was like, no! No! My mother was driving this car. She got pregnant. She had a child. And I am that child. This is generational traffic. The f***? I'm going to let someone cut in front of me. And now we're dating. I know. They say you can't meet anybody in the real world, but have you really opened your heart to love? Sometimes when God closes a door, he opens a car window. Yeah, he's actually quite a generous lover. You wouldn't imagine it, but just because they don't know how to merge in the streets doesn't mean they don't know how to merge in the sheets. Yeah, no, that is the dumbest thing I've ever written. You tried to get on board and you're like, no, that's also two sheets jokes in a row. Nobody asked for that, Liz. Nobody wanted that. Nobody asked for that. All right. I have one more joke about a boy and then we'll get off the topic. I think I went on a date. And if someone could tell me if I did, that would be great. Great. All right. I kind of knew this guy from work and he had to drop something off at my apartment. So we're standing in my apartment. We're kind of making awkward small talk. And as we're talking, I just have this thought. I was like, I want this man in my apartment again. He matches my wallpaper. To develop a little crush. A week later, I text him. I go, hey, man, I'm on the road right now. But when I get home, would you like to get coffee? He's like, I would love that. So I don't know anything about this man. I don't know anything about his status. But until we get more information, we're going to consider this a soft date. 2 days before this coffee date, he texts me. He goes, hey, I'm going to a party tonight. Do you want to come? Oh, this is so exciting. Right? He can't wait to get coffee. This is such a great sign. But just so we're all on the same page, no, I don't want to go to this party. At all. It's my only night off this week. I don't want to put on pants. I don't want to put on makeup. I don't want to leave my apartment. And I definitely don't want to go to a party. I'm almost 40. Who goes to parties? Gross. But I want this man to know I'm interested. So I put on pants. I put on makeup. I leave my apartment. And I go to this party. We hang out all night. I only drink water. I bring up cats too much. He doesn't leave. It's going great. At the end of the night, I go, hey, man, do you want to walk me home? He goes, happy to. We start walking towards my apartment. We're like 3 blocks from my place. He turns to me and he goes, hey, I don't want to be presumptuous, but I should probably let you know I just started seeing someone. Oh. And I went, okay, I respect that. And I appreciate you telling me. And then he goes, but I really like you. And I was like, so what? Are you gonna put me on a waiting list? You're gonna give me one of those restaurant buzzers and it's gonna go off when things don't work out with this woman? Like, why the fuck would you tell me that? That's unnecessary information now, right? That'd be like if I went to a restaurant and I tried to order the steak and the waiter was like, hey, I'm so sorry, we ran out of the steak, but just to let you know, it's the best thing on the menu. Necessary information. Worst part about it, the next day he texted me. He goes, hey, I had a really good time with you last night. I hope you didn't feel like it was a waste of your time. It was absolutely a waste of my mother. Dude, I'm not 22 years old. I don't have hope. Come on, man. I now know a bunch of trivia about a man I'm never gonna fuck, and I put on pants for you. I hope he dies. Thank you. That's the response I wanted. Thank you so much. You know what my real hope with that joke is? Every time I tell it, like, his ears start to buzz and his eyes start to bleed and he doesn't know why. Yeah, because I am this close to learning witchcraft, okay? I love wearing black. I just saw the show Wednesday. I bought a crystal. It was $30. You can't tell me that rock doesn't have powers for $30. $30? I'm going to unlock those powers, even if it's just throwing it at him. I am ready for witchcraft. Okay, moving on. You know how we lost our rights and stuff? Yeah, that's a setup. If you don't know what's happening, I'm not gonna educate anybody. Dude, after Roe vs. Wade got overturned, they pretty much told all women, didn't matter what state you lived in, they told all women you should delete your period apps because it's not covered under the HIPAA law. So if your phone gets confiscated, that information can be used against you, and or the fact that a lot of these apps sell your data and that data can be used against you. But it's like, come on, man. I paid $4.99 for that app. Right? I'm not gonna lose my rights and lose $5. That's a bad day. So I didn't delete it. I was pissed off. Instead, my compromise is I've just been saying I'm bleeding every day. Right? Because these people clearly don't understand how women's bodies work, so let's mucky up the water. Right? Someday somebody's gonna get my data and they're gonna be like, I mean, it looks right to me. Like, Ted Cruz is gonna be like, yeah, my wife says she's bleeding every night, too. I think we just can agree, no matter what side you're on, he is the grossest man in the world. Somebody f*** that guy twice. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to make everybody vomit at once.
Hey, Kingston. It's Bahamas, and you're listening to CFRC.
Did you recognize that sound? That's the sound of a healthy, well-cared-for cat. I truly hope you've been lucky enough to hear that sound before. The feral cat population around Kingston and the surrounding areas has grown considerably over the last few years. And thanks to organizations like Kendra's Community Kitties, these feral cats are being fed, medically cared for, spayed, neutered, flea treated, dewormed, given winter shelters, and placed in loving homes whenever possible.
Hundreds of these special animals have been rescued by Kendra, and many of these wonderful felines are purring right now, safe and healthy.
Wow.
But rescuing and rehoming feral cats isn't easy. It requires an enormous amount of time and effort, and there are a few ways you can help.
You can donate to Kendra's Community Kitties on their website, kckitties.com. Even a small amount will help pay for medication, spay and neutering procedures, and food and supplies to keep these felines sheltered and healthy in the cold winters or extreme heat of the summer. Because some of these kitties are not socialized, Kendra has committed herself to provide 22 dishes of food with fresh water every day, 365 days a year, to six feral colonies. Food prices have increased significantly, so donations of food and money are always needed. Funding assists with the process of finding homes for these cats as well, as it takes time and money to find the right individual or family to be matched with the right kind of cat. You can become a foster family for our feline friends. Go to kckitties.com and learn how you can care for and love a cat or even a family of kittens until they can be moved into their forever homes. At the colonies, Kendra plants the seeds of trust and socializes the feral felines when she brings them food at the same time each and every single day. So they're more accepting of humans when placed with foster families. But fostering a feral cat is no easy task. Kendra cannot take these cats from the colonies unless there are foster homes willing to commit to help these kitties gain trust with humans.
You can adopt one of these special cats or kittens. If you've already been thinking of getting a furry friend, reach out to Kendra at kckitties.com and she'll provide you with all the information you need to make this important decision.
Any help you can offer Kendra's Community Kitties will be tremendously appreciated, not only by Kendra, but by the lucky feral felines she rescues.
And hey, maybe, just maybe, one day you'll get to hear
Panda say I love you.
Hello, this is Ellie Sturton, this year's Arts News Coordinator and co-producer of CFRC Live Sessions and Release Radar Reels on Instagram. CFRC is thrilled to amplify local artists and musicians on our airwaves and social media, and to provide opportunities for them to get the word out about upcoming local concerts and events. Local really does live here at CFRC. Help us keep the magic going by making a donation to the station today via CFRC.ca. And thank you for your support.
Keep waiting for the sunrise. Can't get up. I've been blinded by